Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QYK. We got a new mayor. Tampa has a new mayor this morning. Woke up, saw that last night. Jane Castor has won, beat David Strass. I'll tell you what, that race got a little crazy, man. Some of those commercials at the end, they were...
I was
like, whoa, this is like... I mean, I thought this reminded me of like Trump-Clinton again. They were going after each other.
That's how you knew it was coming to an end.
Right.
Because they just throw off the gloves and they just go at it.
Yeah, somebody told me it's like, so at the end, they've got all this extra money they have to spend for marketing and advertising. And they just go hire anybody and they're like, just make a crazy commercial, but we have to spend this money.
Make all sorts of claims. Just, doesn't even matter.
Just, right. They're actually just making the commercial to make the other person mad. Like, that's all the point is, right?
Yep.
That's really, really crazy. But so Jane Castor will be the new mayor of Tampa, beats David Strass. But Strass has all that name recognition, you know? So
of
there was,
course. Yeah. Strass Center. Yeah.
Right. So it was crazy. I did see on Twitter yesterday Bob Buckman and...
Bob Buckhorn.
Christman. I was combining Buckhorn and Christman. They were having a glass of wine together. Christman was saying, the mayor of St. Pete, he was saying goodbye. Because, you know, they loosely work together.
Right.
It's, you know,
right.
Two separate communities, but, you know, attached by a bridge. So,
yeah.
Got to kind of work together. But they were having a glass of wine. They did kind of a cool little social media thing where they were cheersing each other and they were like, it's good to work with each other. So,
nice.
Yeah, it's funny. So I guess if you combine those, Christman and Buckhorn, you get Buckman.
So there you go. It's not bad.
The more you know.
The more you know. Buckman for mayor. Pretty good.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's morning crew. On the way in two songs. So my daughter is trying out for this part. It's an iconic 1970s TV commercial. We'll play it for you in two songs.
She's going back in time?
She's going back. She jumped in the time machine. She's trying to go old school. I'll play you the original in two songs and then her quick audition part.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
This
will bring back some memories for a lot of us. Two songs away. 99.5 QYK. QYK, it's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right, so you remember this Life cereal commercial from way back in the day? I think it's 1972.
Let's get Mikey. Yeah. He won't eat it. He hates everything. He likes it. Hey, Mikey.
It's the old Mikey likes it. Life
Mikey
cereal.
Likes it.
Yeah, Mikey likes it, right? So Life cereal's trying to bring back a Mikey character. They're trying to find a kid, and so... I see this, and I see that my daughter, Charlie, falls right into the wheelhouse of the ages that they're looking for.
Oh, okay.
And Charlie...
Well, you're bound to have one kid in the wheelhouse.
Sure, because, you know,
five,
all
so.
I got is wheelhouses left and right. Well, what I see is that she's in the age range, and I'm like, man, this script looks like something Charlie would be into. So they send you an official script, and she's just got to read this quick little line.
Yeah.
All right, so here's her take on it.
I won't like it. I don't like anything. I don't want to try it. Okay, fine. I'll try it. I like it. I really like it. I really like life.
She's
so cute.
That's the script they sent. So the angle on the new Life kid is going to be that they're saying no, that they don't want to try anything new. They
right.
don't want to do it. Then they're like, fine, I'll try it. Then they try it. They're like, oh, I like life. So we did the video yesterday and we sent it on. So that's her new career.
Did she really like it? That's my question.
Oh, you know, it's funny. It said in the script that you can't use real cereal. You just have to pretend.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you have to pretend eating, so you cannot eat real cereal.
Interesting.
I think, I don't know. I thought maybe it's because, like, choking or something.
They don't want to be responsible.
I don't know. I have no idea. Or I don't know. Like, this didn't
just
say it.
Just say you like our cereal. Don't actually try it.
I was actually. That's great. It's a scam from the start. You don't really have to like it.
99.5 QYK. Rubenstein Law Traffic Center Update.
A structure fire in Clearwater this morning has both directions of Missouri Avenue closed between Bel Air Road and Lakeview Road. In Pasco County, a hit-and-run accident blocking a lane of traffic, State Road 54 near Curly Road. And traffic on the interstates throughout the Bay Area looking good. No problems along I-75 or I-4. And our Bay Area bridges are accident-free.
When an emergency happens, you need a team you can trust. From pediatric care to heart attacks to stroke.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
She's on the beach in Mexico. She said she's the happiest she's ever been, and she's very sunburned.
Oh.
She's a country music star. And we'll tell you who it is next.
I wish it was me.
Deep Fried Nashville next.
Deep Fried Nashville. 99.5 QYK.
All right. There she is on the beach. Blonde hair. And this is the reason why she's the debut story on Deep Fried Nashville. Kelsey Ballerini getting a massive sunburn on the beach in Mexico with her husband, Morgan Evans. She says she doesn't care. She's the happiest she's ever been.
Aw, well, good for them.
She also had a frosty cocktail in her hand. But she said things have never been better. So even with the sunburn, she's really, really happy. Great picture on the beach. Made me want to go to Mexico immediately. Immediately.
Or just the nearest beach.
Or the nearest bar to get that frosty cocktail.
Or that.
All right, so Deep Fried Nashville, Kelsey Ballerini is Deep Fried. Wear that sunscreen, girl. Also, coming up at 7:40, Miranda Lambert is coming to Orlando. We've got your tickets, 7:40.
Yeah, Maren Morris is going to be with her, Pistol Annie's.
Yeah, this is going to be a big show. These are like the hardcore chicks of country music, too.
Yes,
coming, man.
It's ladies' night.
Get ready for that, 7:40. We're less than an hour away.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
99.5 QYK, it's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. What used to be Netflix and chill, that's turned into something else. We'll tell you the story in two songs, and this is much less interesting than Netflix and chill, but much more relaxing.
Oh, well, I'm all about relaxation these days.
With Netflix. Also, get ready, the name game's coming up at 7:40 for Miranda tickets. It's QYK. Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right, so everybody knows the old school Netflix and chill. Everybody knows what that means, right?
Yeah, it's more so watch Netflix and then usually something's happening.
You hang out with the person you watch the show with. Hang out.
Right. All right.
So apparently now, though, this has morphed into something else.
Yeah, instead, let's watch Netflix is actually hurting relationships. So Right. Those are the three words they're saying are guaranteed to kill romance in your relationship. Because, so maybe younger people are Netflix and chilling, but older people are just Netflixing and then going to sleep.
Well, here's what's happening. So the younger people that used to Netflix and chill, right, now they're getting a little older. But here's the thing. The Netflix shows have gotten so good that it's like, I don't want to chill. I actually want to watch
Right. This
thing. And then when I'm done, I just want to go to sleep because
Right.
I'm so tired of, you know, because we've been watching Netflix all day.
Or it's so good. You're like, one more episode. And then you fall asleep.
That last night with Bloodline. So it was the same exact thing. I was like, man, I don't need to watch episode two. And I'm like, just let it roll. Keep it going. It's too good. Just keep going.
So they're saying now that it's hurting relationships because people are no longer, you know, hooking up.
No, they're
because they're just watching Netflix.
They're Netflixing. They're
yes.
not Netflix and chilling. They're just Netflixing. And so now it's almost like, listen, everybody understands there's probably a time when you're like, oh my gosh, I think the person wants to chill, but I just want to Netflix. Back
Right.
in the day, it was always like, we all want to chill. Now
Right.
it's like, no, we want a Netflix.
Totally relatable. And unfortunately, I've definitely just been Netflixing.
So there's, well, you're about to get married soon, so you'll understand. It'll be mostly Netflixing, but that's just the way it goes. Well, this is good.
Poor Brian.
Poor Brian's right. He's listening to this going, what? He's disconnecting
I'm
to
really
Netflix
into
right now.
Our planet.
Cancel the subscription.
Cancel it.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QYK.
99.5 QYK, it's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. Coming up in about 10 minutes, John Rich from Big and Rich going to join the show. Man, they're throwing a huge party tomorrow night. This is going to be awesome. Huge party at the casino. And if you've never been to a Big and Rich show, it is a party. It's a party where, you know what it is? It's a party where a concert breaks out. That's what it is.
Yeah. Don't they usually bring up military people too on stage? I mean, they're big into bringing people up on stage to party with
classically
them.
Known to sing God Bless America with a lot of military people. John Rich has his own whiskey out now, Redneck Riviera Whiskey, and he gives 10% of all the sales to Folds of Honor, which is a really cool charity for kids.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. And so service members that are killed in the line of duty, their kids, this charity helps the kids go to college because obviously they're going forward without a mother or a father. It's very, very tough. So John's really active in that. But tomorrow night, Seminole Hard Rock, it's going to be just a huge show. So John's going to call us here about 10 minutes, talk to us about it. And he's always a good time, man. He's just always just wired. He is always just wired, ready to go.
Oh, my gosh. Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy, one of my favorite songs back in high school.
Well, you'll be doing that. We'll save a lot of horses tomorrow night. You can ride a bunch of cowboys, I guess.
Okay.
99.5 QIK, it's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. Coming up in about 10 minutes, John Rich from Big and Rich going to join the show. Man, they're throwing a huge party tomorrow night. This is going to be awesome. Huge party at the casino. And if you've never been to a Big and Rich show, it is a party. It's a party where... You know what it is? It's a party where a concert breaks out. That's what it is.
Yeah. Don't they usually bring up military people too on stage? I mean, they're big into bringing people up on stage to party with
classically
them.
Known to sing God Bless America with a lot of military people. John Rich has his own whiskey out now, Redneck Riviera Whiskey, and he gives 10% of all the sales to Folds of Honor, which is a really cool charity for kids.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. And so service members that are killed in the line of duty, their kids, this charity helps the kids go to college because obviously they're going forward without a mother or a father. It's very, very tough. So John's really active in that. But tomorrow night, Seminole Hard Rock, it's going to be just a huge show. So John's going to call us here about 10 minutes, talk to us about it. And he's always a good time, man. He's just always just wired. He is always just wired, ready to go.
Oh, my gosh. Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy, one of my favorite songs back in high school.
Well, you'll be doing that. We'll save a lot of horses tomorrow night. You can ride a bunch of cowboys, I guess.
Okay.
Yo, it's John Rich.
What up, John Rich?
Hey.
Man, coming from your sick day. You know how it is.
You are an A-list partier, but you also are able to get up early in the morning and make it happen. How you doing, man?
Well, I have kids.
So that's how.
7 and 9, man. They are the best alarm clock in the world. So I'm up in the morning. They call it Daddy's Diner. So I'm like, they go, what do you guys want this morning? I'm the guy cooking, frying the bacon, making the pancakes, whatever they want to eat. You got to have a good breakfast if you're going to make it in this old world.
Man, it's so true. But the funny thing is, too, is that, like, you can get some guys on the phone like you are, but you sound like you even at this time in the morning. Like, even when I see you on TV and stuff, I'm like, man, I know he was out partying last night, but look at this guy making it happen.
Oh, I don't party all the time, but I pick my shots, man. I'll decide. I don't have anything to do for the next 2 days. Let's go hit one. But
yeah.
Other than that, man, you know, I'm kind of like you guys. I love what I do, and I want to be good at it. So you got to kind of pace yourself just a little bit. But I was just going to tell you guys when I was waiting to talk to you, I actually – came up with a little melody. I'm looking at Mark and Melanie, and I'm going, Mark and Melanie, in the morning, it's time to get up and stop your snoring. Mark and Melanie, Mark and Melanie, in the morning. How's that for a new jingle?
Dude, I like this.
Done.
I'm like...
Well, we didn't even have a jingle, so it's not even like we had anything to compare it to. So... You're hired.
So that's the best one you've ever had.
It is. It's the best. It's my favorite, all of the above.
It's almost like, John, it's almost like you were in our meeting the other day where they told us the radio station has nearly run out of money and we couldn't get jingles, and you've stepped in to help us.
Hey, man, I'm right there anytime you need me, guys. Just pull me out of your back pocket and throw me on the table. I'm ready to go.
Tampa, it's been one of your guys' just big markets, just with the music. I mean, every time you guys come up with an album, you do a show. I know that you have told me before that, man, the outpouring from Tampa is always been huge for Big and Rich.
It has remained the number one hot spot for Big and Rich, and when I say remained, I mean since Wild West Show, which was our very first single, and then Save a Horse hit. I remember me and Kenny, before we even could afford a band, we were down in Tampa playing at the old original Dallas Bowl. We walked in with two acoustic guitars. Nobody really had heard of us much other than heard us on the radio a little bit, and we wound up playing for like 2 hours just acoustic and hanging out with everybody, and it's always been album sales and tickets and concert goers and all that stuff. Tampa is numero uno with Big and Rich. So this Thursday, man, we're bringing Cowboy Troy with us and DJ Sinister. I mean, the whole Hee-Haw gang is going to be down at the Hard Rock this Thursday.
Yeah, man. Show starts at 8:15. Just going to be a huge party. This is one of those events where the weekend starts on Thursday night with Big and Rich.
I think we're becoming like country music's Parliament Funkadelic. You know, we're like the P-Funk of country music. Like, if you want a party, you go to the Big and Rich show.
That's a Thursday night Seminole Hard Rock. Show kicks off at 8:15. Door's going to open at 7 o'clock, like John said. Get in there, get warmed up with some Redneck Riviera whiskey. And let's do this thing, John, Thursday night, my brother.
Will do. You guys have a great morning. Should I do the jingle one more time?
Yeah, go ahead, my man.
Mark and Melanie, in the morning, it's time to get up and stop your snoring. Mark and Melanie, in the morning. Yeehaw!
There you go. That's Yeehaw! John Rich from Big and Rich. John, send us an invoice, brother. We'll put you on
there
the payroll.
Will do, brother. Will do. Y'all have a great day.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
The girls are back in town. We got tickets for you. Mark and Melanie's world famous name game, 99.5 QYK. Talking about Miranda Lambert coming to Orlando, bringing Maren Morris, Pistol Annie. It's going to be a great, great, great show.
Yeah, it'd be a really fun girls' night.
Or guys' night. Depending on how you look at it.
I know. I was just imagining getting all the girls together and then going seeing all the girls. It'd be fun.
Right. Then if you're guys, you can be like, well, since that's where all the girls are going to be.
There you go.
That's how you do it. 800-992-1099. Callers 9 and 10 right now.
It's Mark and Melanie's name game on 99.5 QYK.
Got these tickets to Miranda Lambert. This is such a great show. Miranda Lambert and Maren Morris, Pistol Annies. Coming to Orlando in November. This is going to be great. So Taylor and Sarah are contestants this morning for the world-famous name game. Taylor, you were the ninth caller, so we are going to start with you first. We're going to give you a category, Taylor, and you have to name one thing in that category within 5 seconds. Then, Sarah, you'll have 5 seconds to respond with another name of something in that category. We'll keep going back and forth until the first person runs out of names in that category. All right?
Sounds good.
All right, we just talked to John Rich from Big and Rich.
Yes, we did.
He's throwing a huge party tomorrow night, Seminole Hard Rock.
Yep.
The casino. Big and Rich are performing. So, we got 5 seconds on the clock, Taylor. Name things in a casino. Go.
Food. Poker chips. Slot machines. Dealers. Blackjack. Money. Buffet. Crap. Alcohol. Dice. Cards. Roulette. Workers. Hideout tiles. Dollar bills. Valets.
Seconds has expired. Sarah, congratulations.
Yes.
You outlasted Taylor.
Thank you so much, guys.
Yeah, man.
You are so welcome. Do you know who you're going to bring with you?
My husband's a firefighter, so if he has the night off, I would love to take him. He needs a night out.
Oh, such a good date night. I love that.
Yeah.
Man, that's a lucky husband. Like, he's getting a night off to go with you, and he gets to see Miranda Lambert and Maren Morris. Like,
yeah.
You're a great wife.
Trying.
Your next shot to play Mark and Melanie's name game is tomorrow at 7:40 on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QIK.
99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right, look, you know how this is. Something big's going on in your life, and you've got to like plan a big event, like a party or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, Melanie is going through this thing. Mel, what are you planning?
So my family wants to plan a graduation party.
Which is great.
Yes.
But you and your brother are having a little bit of a disagreement.
Yeah, we're having a disagreement.
And it's great because it's all going down on text and it's all going down here in the studio. So like,
thanks, Mark. I'm glad you're enjoying this.
Well, I mean, you both are making some pretty solid points.
Drama.
This is really interesting. We'll read you some of the texts next, right after Kane Brown on QIK. 99.5 QIK. It's Tampa Bay's morning crew. Speaking of being good as you, I wish I was as good as you, Melanie. Going back to school. You're about to aww, just totally kill this journalism degree. You're graduating. You're weeks away.
I am so excited. I have just four more assignments between me and graduating.
Isn't that crazy? Like, you almost get some anxiety because you're so close. Like, do you worry? I just would, when things get this close, I worry like, oh no, I'm overlooking something. Something's like, you know what I mean? Or are you just like, nah, I'm there?
No, I definitely am having anxiety. I just want to make sure that I pass my classes and that everything's good, that my papers are good, that I turn in. And
now the real focus of this
feel good.
Is the partying. It's a celebration, right? Because it's a massive milestone in your life. You should be very proud. But you and your brother are having a little bit of disagreement about your graduation party.
Yeah, so I didn't know, by the way, that I wanted to have a graduation party. I wasn't planning on it because I'm 30 years old. It's not like I'm graduating in the traditional time frame, I guess.
It's like your party's been postponed for 8 years and now it's time to have it, right? Yeah, it's cool.
Exactly.
Right, it just something kept coming up and
right.
You just, yeah.
But then my mom was like, absolutely not. You have worked so hard at doing this and you've been working the whole time. So we are having a graduation party. So she and my sister and my brother are all throwing the party. The disagreement comes down to the time that the party is going to be. And so this is why my brother and I are getting into it.
So the broad stroke here is who gets the final say? It's Melanie's party. I think you should just get, you're the one who went back to school, but your brother is looking out for you and trying to be like the planner and be like, no, you're doing this all wrong.
Well, he's saying, so it's the day before Cinco de Mayo. Okay, Cinco de Mayo is my graduation. So we're going to do kind of a Cinco de graduation party.
It's also May the 4th be with you.
Yes, it is.
May the 4th.
So we're doing it on May 4th. And when I think of Cinco de Mayo, I think of day drinking, right? I thought, okay, let's do the party at 1 o'clock. Well, Mike said, absolutely not. It is so hot. It's 1 o'clock. That's in the middle of people's days. And he said, if you pick 1 o'clock, just be prepared for people to not show up.
What time does he want to do it at?
Till 3. He wants to do it closer to like 5 o'clock.
I believe it's either the same temperature or almost hotter at 5 o'clock than it is at 1 o'clock.
Ooh,
I don't think there's much difference in the temperature. I really don't.
You're helping my argument.
A little bit.
So he said that if you plan it at 1, people are going to show up at 3. And I said, adults will show up whatever time you put on the invite, right?
Yeah.
And so, he said, no, that's not how it works.
Who gets to plan the party? Is it Melanie? Is it Melanie's brother? I mean, that's the whole thing. You should get the final say. You went back to school. He's going to be working for you now. You got the degree.
And I think it will end up being the time I pick, but am I picking the wrong time?
Is it Melanie or her brother? Text us now. 99.5 QIK, Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie. So Melanie's graduating, having a graduation party. Her brother says you guys should have it at like 4 or 5 in the afternoon.
Yeah, because no one's going to show up if we do it in the afternoon, he said.
You want to do it earlier in the afternoon. Sean, what do you think, buddy?
They're also your friends, so you got to think of how your friends are. If your friends are the type of people that show up on time, well, then shoot, do it when you want.
Right.
Well, they're not, so it looks like my brother wins this battle.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie. Remember this commercial from way, way back in the day? The Life commercial with that kid, Mikey? Mikey
what?
Likes it.
Sounds familiar.
Here it is.
Let's get Mikey. Yeah. He won't need it. He hates everything. He likes it. Hey, Mikey.
Yeah, so it looks here, this commercial debuted back in 1972, and then they just kept rerunning it years and years and years later.
I was
later.
Going to say, obviously, I wasn't even born in 1972, but I do remember this commercial.
Mikey likes it. Right.
Yeah.
So they're looking, the Life cereal people, they're looking for a new Mikey, and I decided to have my daughter Charlie try out, because Charlie loves, she just loves acting, and like, just loves being dramatic, to
she's
be honest
so
with
cute.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Most girls do.
No, so I downloaded a script. There's a script on their website. They're really looking for a new life kid. And we downloaded the script, and he sent a little video. And here's her rendition based on the script.
I won't like it. I don't like anything. I don't want to try it. Okay, fine. I'll try it. I like it. I really like it. I really like life.
That was the script.
I think it's so cute. She's got the cutest voice.
That's the new, that's what they're looking for in the new life serial person.
I think she's got a shot.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, it's funny. Right before we went to bed last night, she's like, so what do you think? Did they like it? I'm like, Charlie, we just sent it. Like, it's
gonna take, liked it. They really liked
they
it.
They liked it. They really, really liked it. But it could take weeks and months. So, but there is a new life kit coming to a TV and websites near you.
Okay, more importantly, do you get paid if she gets in this commercial?
I didn't look. It's funny. That's what my wife
asked.
My wife asked me that, too.
Of course she did.
I tell you, guys are the same.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK, Mark and Melanie's Nutbags, north of Florida, because there are also crazy people in the 49 other states.
All right, now I know you're thinking the Easter Bunny fugitive, the guy in Orlando, you know, who was seen on video, he was breaking up this fight and he started punching the bad guy.
Well, yeah, so he started breaking up the fight, and then he got involved in the fight.
Right. Well, so you're like, well, wait a minute. You know, that's Florida's Orlando. But technically, the Easter Bunny, he had a warrant out of New Jersey. So that's why we can technically count that this is Nutbag north of Florida. His name is Antoine McDonald. He's 20 years old. He is wanted in... as a person of interest in some carjackings and two armed robberies in Florida earlier this year. He's been arrested several times in the past for violent armed robberies. Like I said, had some warrants out of New Jersey. So everything was cool. Like, nobody would have known this was the guy because he had the Easter Bunny costume on.
Yeah.
But then he started talking to local Orlando radio stations about what happened. And then he started an Instagram account called Bad Bunny of 19.
Oh, no.
So police are on to him. They are looking for him. He now is on the run. Dude.
Well, he's on the hop.
He's on the hop.
You like what I did there?
He's hopping around.
Yeah.
So if you see the Bad Bunny of 19, call the police.
It's kind of genius, though, if you think about it. He just waits for holidays because he has warrants out for his arrest.
Right.
And then he dresses in costume.
And then, yeah.
No one will recognize him.
Right.
For when you start doing radio tours.
Like, when you see that Santa Claus in Orlando this year beating people up, you'd be like, I think I know that guy. I think that's Antoine. I just have a feeling that could be Antoine.
Antoine, is that you?
Yeah. Finally, north of Florida, Virginia, out of Burger King, this guy, Alvaro, he decided to steal grease out of the Burger King dumpster.
Grease trap? Yeah.
Well, yeah, it funnels into the dumpster. Well, you can't do that. He resells it for $300 to $400. The cops found him in the dumpster covered in grease, siphoning grease into a bunch of jugs, and he faces grand larceny charges.
What a dum-dum.
Nutbags north of Florida. Got a bad Easter Bunny and a grease thief right there.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.